Shemen zayis, olive oil. If you drank olive oil the way it is, without anything mixed into it, consider not a food, it's considered something unhealthy to eat in such a fashion, and therefore he does not make a bracha. Even if he's doing it for medicinal purposes, he does not make a bracha on it. If you eat it together with bread, you do not make a bracha on it. The pas ike, since the bread is the main thing, and the rule is when you have the main thing subordinate to it, you make the bracha on the main thing. So therefore, the bracha on the pas is part of the shemen. Even if you're drinking a lot of oil together with a small piece of bread, the halacha applies. Mishabu says though, all this is talking about a case where you're eating it together with the bread. In other words, you're interested in eating the bread, and you're eating the oil to add some flavoring or some liquid to the bread. But if his primary purpose over here is to drink the oil because he has a sore throat or for some other medicinal purpose, and he's just taking a little bread so that it should be easier for him to swallow the oil, it shouldn't be just pure oil, then in that situation we say that the shem is the main thing, and therefore the pas is tefillah, and you don't make a bracha on the bread. But in that situation, there are others that say bread is always considered ikar in respect to other things. Kolponin, this is not a common situation, but it comes up, ask the shayla what to do. Im shaso ma'urav, Machaber says, if you drank it together in meisilka, together with some cooked vegetable juice, sha'ozein amazik, im shaso ma'urav in meisilka, sha'ozein amazik, if he drank the olive oil together with cooked vegetable juice, in that fashion it's not mazik anymore. It's a mixture of this vegetable broth and the oil, like a soup. Adarabu moila gora, in such a case, it's also good for his throat. If the reason why he's drinking it is because he has a sore throat and the oily drink is good for his throat, then havelu shemen ike umavachal bayfer eats. In such a situation, we say that he's primarily drinking it for the oil, and he's drinking the fashion which it's healthy to drink it. So, in such a situation, we say that you make a bayfer eats, because olive oil is the main use of olives. Therefore, even though it's a juice that comes out of the olive, you still make a bayfer eats on it. Mishnah Berurah says that even if the majority of this mixture is the vegetable juice, but since here his primary intent is for the olive oil, you make a boy for AIDS. Name is Kamli Rafua El Lachila, if he's just eating it as a soup. In such a case, like a soup that has a nice amount of olive oil in it, you make a bracha on the soup, which, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is Shahakul, and others say that it's Adoma. Why? Because we'll see later that cooked vegetable juice is Hadala. Mishnah Berurah over here says, though, that the Magoyim says in this case, since it's made for drinking and not for eating, even though it's vegetable juice, make a shakal. So basically, if you have a drink that's made out of vegetable juice and olive oil, you make a shakal. Unless you're using it specifically for the olive oil for medicinal purposes.